Welcome to the Self Love Uncensored podcast. We are your hosts. I am Vanessa McWilliams.
And I'm Amanda Wozni.
And we are self-proclaimed experts in all things self-love.
Here you'll find uncensored discussions about life, living unapologetically, and becoming our best selves. Welcome to episode 22.
22. We're legal everywhere. So exciting. Oh my gosh.
Almost a quarter of the way to 100.
Yes! There's our next goal. I think that should be our next goal. 100%. Yes.
We haven't checked in on our downloads for a while either.
We haven't actually. That's I'll have to look at that after we get off today.
Yeah. All of our faithful listeners are downloading all their episodes for us.
Yes. And we do have some new subscribers. So thank you. Thanks for being here with us.
Welcome to the shit show.
Welcome to the shit show. Man, we need to do a pre-show for our actual recorded show. Because I think some of the things that we talk about before we actually hit record are pretty good.
I think we've said that on probably 80% of our episodes. Like, we should have recorded the last 45 minutes.
Right?
We were just going to jump on and just do this really quick podcast. And then we start talking and it's like
45 minutes later.
Time flies. Like, oh, it's ridiculous.
Isn't it the truth though? Yeah. I think we should do a show that's just like the pregame show before we actually hit record, because
episode 23 will be the pregame, episode 24 will be the game show.
totally. Oh my god. Well, today we wanted to talk a little bit about, like, basically what you think you become, which I think my brain is like soup today. This is not a good episode for me to record today. What you think is what you become, and my brain isn't putting two and two together.
Our thoughts shape who we become in life, and our actions, and
which is so true. And like you were saying, it ties in really well with, like, when we do Transformation Weekend and we do kind of any personal development work and stuff, when we do vision boards, this is something that ties right into it. And like we were talking before we hit record, and we should have just talked about it when we did hit record, but we didn't, like, our fashion, our the way that we do it, is that a lot of people nowadays do vision boards, and I see it quite a bit. Lots of people host seminars and stuff to do vision boards, which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, 6 months or a year down the road, you see these same people talking about doing another vision board. And then there's usually a little blurb at the bottom of their thing saying last year they didn't maybe achieve all the things that were put onto their vision boards. And the biggest thing with a vision board is that you can't just cut out pictures. You can't just cut out words. You can't just cut out, I want to be a millionaire, and then sit back, put your feet up and wish these things into existence. Right? Like, that's the part I think that most people don't connect, is that putting together a vision board isn't just a wish. It's not putting it out into the universe and saying, well, now that I want this, the universe is going to make its way, you know, figure out a way to make this happen for me. And it's like, no, no, you have to meet the universe halfway. Yeah. Right.
Like, it's like a roadmap, and you need to actually, like, travel on the map, like action, right? How many times have we talked about it that the missing component is action? Like, it's positive thoughts can help create who we become, but positive thoughts don't actually create the catalyst for change in your life. Vision boards are the same thing, right? Like, it's essentially, it's a craft project about what you want your future to look like. It's not anything significant. But if you follow it up with actual daily habit change and action in your life, those are the things that lead to shaping you into who you want to become. So I think that's the important part. And that kind of gets missed maybe in like the popular saying that, like, what we think we become is that it's what we think, and then what we act on is what we become. So if you want to think of yourself as a millionaire and then you sit at home and you collect unemployment insurance, I kind of doubt, like, unless you were involved in that GameStop Reddit thing, like, I don't think you probably turned $2,000 a month into $1 million. Like, it's just not feasible, right? But if you think, I want to become a millionaire, okay, I need to pay off my debt, I need to get a good paying job, I need to do a budget, I need to start investing. I need to diversify my income. Maybe I'm going to rent out a room in my house. Like, these are all things that then you still have to act on. Like, they're still, they're actions, right, that you're going to do that are actually going to lead you towards a thing. So I think that there's that critical step that we've talked about repeatedly, that like action has to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's the messy middle, right? Like, you look right behind me is my vision board from 2 years ago. And my biggest goal 2 years ago was to influence 1 million women, which scares the bejesus out of me, scares the shit out of me, to fall in love with themselves, and not even fall in love with themselves, but just begin the process of becoming friends with themselves, just to influence women to think about themselves in a little bit of a different way than what society thinks we're supposed to be. Right. And even then, I knew that that goal may not happen in a year. That's a pretty hefty goal. I think that weekend when we did these vision boards, my goal that when I started was like, I'm going to influence 1,000 women. And then our amazing mentor was like, no, you need that. Does that scare you? And I was like, of course it scares me, but not that bad. And that number kept going up until I hit 1 million. And I said, holy shit. Right. Like, okay, that's a big pee your pants goal. But even then I knew that just putting 1 million, you can see the words right there, putting 1 million on my vision board was not going to make the thing happen. Right. Like, I still had to show up every single day. I still have to, because I haven't hit that number yet. I still have to show up every single day imperfectly, when I don't want to, scared shitless of what people are going to think about me. And I should say, I don't care what people are going to think about me, but there's still that deep seated feeling.
That'll never that go away. Have. That's normal.
Exactly. Yeah. But imperfectly showing up and doing it anyways.
Yeah.
Right. So it's that messy middle. I could just slap that number on there and be like, well, one day that'll come, right along with like my ocean California adventure, right? Yeah. Like, we're actively trying to pay down our debt and stuff so that we can take a trip to California, right? Like, I'm not scratching lottery tickets, hoping for the best that my vision board will come true. Right. And I think that that is such a critical step that that's the end game from where you are right now. Right. You need to do the work in the middle. And I think your thoughts are super crucial in that, because in that messy middle, like we're talking about today, like what we think we become, it's our thoughts that dictate our actions. So if you want to influence 1 million women to start embracing who they are and let go of society's ideal, you know, beauty ideals, I have to start showing up as that person. I can't be sitting at home hating on myself and worrying about what my body looks like today and, you know, self-loathing and all the things. And I get that some people are in that space, and that's okay. Right. Yeah. I was in that space at 1.2, but to get to the next level and be able to teach these things, I can't sit back and hope that 1 million women see one of my videos. Right. Like, I have to actively do the thing.
I think you said something there that's really important, that that's something that we're taught and that we teach our clients, is living as though you're already the thing, right? So like, if your goals are fitness related or body related or something, right? Like, the best way that you can figure out how to get from where you are to where you want to be is to figure out how that person, if you were living as that person, would spend their day. So if you wanted to be somebody that was very fitness focused, like, those kind of people schedule their gym time. They drink lots of water. They make sure they go to bed and they get good sleep, right? Like, they're active. They're probably meal prepping. They're buying more vegetables than they are candy bars. So you don't, like, the thought process of it and the vision process of it and the manifestation process of it is super, super important, because if you have a crystal clear picture of what that looks like, that is a very easy way for you to shape your action that you're going to take every day. And we do this, right? Like, we do the manifestation, we do the visualization, we do a day in the life of kind of thing. Like, if your goal is for you, like, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 year kind of thing down the road, what is your life going to look like in 5 years? Well, when you have influenced 1 million people, Mm-hmm. How are you, like, how is that Vanessa going to show up in the world? That Vanessa is going to show up. She's going to be super active on Instagram. She's mm-hmm. going to take care of herself. She's going to be super outgoing and super confident. She's going to love her body. She's going to treat herself well. And she's going to teach other people how to do that, which means today mm-hmm. that's what you need to do in order to accomplish that goal in 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
100%.
And I think there's like all these documentaries and shows and stuff, right? Like the Secret got made into a Netflix documentary and all that. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. It's like, it's so surface level and it's like flaky and it's just, it's such a poor representation, I think, of how we can use these things as tools to actually change our lives. Right. Like it's, they literally make it sound like, yeah, like you're like, oh, I just want to be super rich. And then you're just going to walk into Max the next day and you're going to buy a fucking $60 lottery ticket, like, or $60 million lottery ticket. Like maybe that'll happen, but I kind of fucking doubt it.
Yeah.
Right.
And if, like, if it did happen, I think that's more dumb luck than manifestation, to be totally honest.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's a perfect example because most people that win lottery winnings go broke after, and it's because they don't know.
Well, because they don't change. Yeah, they don't change the way that they're living, right?
They
don't.
Whereas if they had that money and then they were like, okay, I got this money, I got the millionaire thing. How do millionaires live?
Yeah.
Right? How millionaires don't go out and run out and blow all their fucking money on like stupid
how
shit.
How do they stay millionaires? And that's the thing is at that point, you got to learn and figure out really quickly how to make your money work for you. Yeah. Right. And that's the thing. And it's, for me, it can get frustrating when I see people that are like, well, I did a vision board and it didn't work. And it's like,
or I think positive and it didn't help.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, and only coming from my personal experience, like I have come from a place of like severe self-hate and I have completely changed my identity completely in the last 10 years from the person that I used to be. Like I am nothing like the person I used to be 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, even 6 months ago. In the last 6 months, I've had like a massive transformation in who I am, but it's not because I've made a vision board and envisioned it and wished for these things to happen. I did the work, right? And that's the part that, you know, for me as a coach, I can understand because I know 10 years ago, I wished so many times for so many years that I could be this different person, right?
Yeah.
Not knowing what version of me that I wanted to be, but just that I wanted to be different. I wanted to be accepted, whatever that looked like, right? Yeah. But and it's not that I didn't do anything. It's, I didn't understand how to do it or where to start, right? Yeah. And so that's one thing about when you do a vision board, yes, it's great to be able to, you know, take pictures and put them arts and crafts time and put them on the thing. Like we love Dream that. Absolutely. I love my vision boards. I think that's like one of the fun moments of the weekend because you see people start to really think outside themselves and like these big goals and these big dreams for themselves. Right. And it is really fun to think like, oh, I want to go to Disneyland or I want to go to the Maldives or whatever it's called. And I want to go to Bora Bora and sleep in a hut over top of the ocean. And but how are we going to get there? Right. And I remember thinking to myself when I first started doing personal development work and I first started working on was on my old business, my old wig business. And once I started to see these tangible ways of being able to put into focus and into actually like doing the thing for my business of what I had, does this make any sense of what I had on my, for my goals on my vision board for my business?
Yeah.
Once I started doing the things, I all of a sudden started realizing, well, if these things that I'm doing, action steps for my business are working, what if I turned inside and started doing them for the things that I had that were my goals for myself? Still not knowing, holy shit, like how am I going to grow into the person that I want to be, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But even then, like taking those same principles and just changing them and doing them for the inside work.
Yeah.
Like you don't realize you're doing the work until all of a sudden you hit a milestone and you turn around and you go, holy shit, I came from here to there.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah.
And that's the messy middle. That's the part of it that you have to do or else the stuff on your vision board isn't most likely going to happen. And then you feel defeated at the end of the year. Yeah. Right.
And that's why we teach the method of like picking the scary thing, right? So you're going to throw all these things on a vision board, but only one of those is going to be something super likely. Mm-hmm. Only one of them is going to be like super scary, something that like really excites you, but you know, is going to be like a journey and a challenge and stuff. Right. And it's like, I really think, and I think we've talked about this before, that the cool thing that happens when you start chasing that big, scary thing, mm-hmm. is that all the other little things kind of just organically come along with it. Right. Yeah. So like my journey has been like a physical, right. Like working on mm-hmm. my body and my fitness and my nutrition and everything. And it'll be an ongoing journey for my whole life. Like I, mm-hmm. I realize that, fitness isn't something you just get really good at or get to a point and then you're like, okay, I'm good now. Like I just carry it over for the next 30, 40 years.
Damn it.
No, I know. Sorry to crush souls there.
Right.
But it's been really interesting. And like, for me, that journey was really self-love focused. Like it mm-hmm. was really an internal kind of thing. And that's why I'm such a big advocate for starting there. Cause I really feel like healing yourself inside is like the perfect springboard into changing everything else.
Yeah.
But just taking those steps of like going to the gym, trying to drink warm water, trying to eat better, things like that, mm-hmm. literally just brought along like my relationships. They brought along my finances. Mm-hmm. They brought along my career. Like they just, everything rose up at the same time, even though I wasn't micro-focused on those things, right?
Yeah.
I was micro-focused on the fitness and stuff like that. And everything else, as I started to work on myself, mm-hmm. just kind of all came together at the same time. And I was being very positive and very intentional with that one thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they totally, like they just bleed over the same way that negativity mm-hmm. does and becomes toxic, right? Like if you put one drop of poison in a huge cup of water, mm-hmm. it's still poisoned water, right? Yeah. And it works the same way for positivity. I truly believe that. Mm-hmm. But again, it's because it involved action.
Well, that's it. And because you start showing up in one aspect of your life as the person who you want to become, you're going to start showing up once you start repetitively doing it, it becomes habit for you. You start just showing up as that person in every other aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Right. And it might not happen, you know, simultaneously with everything. I know from my own journey, like I've been overcoming my alopecia trauma and stuff and really embracing who I am and loving who I am. But that hasn't bled over into my physical body yet. Like I still have bad heart. And I shouldn't say that. I still have hard body image days where I don't love the body that I'm in, but the difference is I still show up. I don't let it keep me hidden anymore.
I still live as this person.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing. And now I'm just getting myself into a routine with fitness and stuff that I'm actually really enjoying. And that's because of doing the self-development work on my traumas from my past, right? That's been because of the self-development work that I've done in other areas. So I think you nailed it, is the other things in your life will, like one tide will rise all boats.
Yeah.
You just have to start with something. And that's when we get you to do your big, scary goal, start working on that, get into the messy middle, and everything else will rise as well in their own time. I'm a true believer that when it's time for things to start to change and to heal, those times will come when they're naturally meant to, but you have to be the one that sets it in motion.
Yeah.
100%. You got to show up for you every single day.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Well, so I think I saved this quote from Buddha that I think kind of probably sums it up far more eloquently than mm-hmm. you or I probably ever would. we'll say all the gritty stuff. He can say it the nice way. Mm-hmm. So this quote says, "Our life is shaped by our mind. We become what we think. Suffering follows an evil thought as the wheels of a cart follow the oxen that draws it. Our life is shaped by our mind. We become what we think. Joy follows a pure thought like a shadow that never leaves."
Ooh, I like that.
So good, right?
I like
that. So keep that in mind, everybody, that mm-hmm. when you keep those negative thoughts in your mind, those are the things that really hold you back from action. And there's nothing wrong with starting with positive thoughts. Just make mm-hmm. sure you follow it up by just taking one small step today.
Absolutely. And if you're really struggling with it, I think we had an episode quite a while back that we talked about limiting beliefs, because mm-hmm. typically it's the limiting beliefs that are the negative thoughts that you know, just ruminate in your brain and keep you playing small and keep you from doing the things in the messy middle. Right. So if you need more clarity on that, definitely check out the episode we did about limiting beliefs, and that'll definitely help you as well, because like we said, it's all attainable. Every single little thing that you've ever wanted, big or small, is attainable.
You don't even realize how close it is to you. You really don't until you start doing the work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got to meet the universe halfway, 110%. And it's crazy to think, like, I hear some people say like, oh, that person's lucky, or you see somebody, you know, all of a sudden you haven't seen them forever. All of a sudden they're doing these really big things and they think like, oh, the 15 minutes, you know, they got lucky or whatever. And it's like, most people who've gotten lucky in life have 10 years behind the scenes of grinding and doing the work before they hit the quote unquote lucky thing. And it really, I do believe sometimes there is luck. But when you do the work and you're in the messy middle and you're in the arena doing the things, you're setting yourself up for success, and the universe sees that, right?
Luck is kind of like momentum, right? Like it's 100%. So like, it's just like a drop in the bucket, and it's going to come and go faster than you ever realized it possibly could. And that's where like your daily actions of living the life of the person that you want to be in the future is so important, because that consistency is what actually shapes the change. It's not the luck.
When you're doing the things every single day, and not every single day, we all have our off days. It's all good.
Yep.
Whatever. If you're doing it consistently, you're doing
more wins than losses.
Yeah. If you're consistently doing the things, they're going to get you into the positions where you're going to have the opportunities more fluidly come to you. That's where that luck piece comes in, that we all think like, that person's so lucky, they've got the golden opportunity. No, that person most likely has worked their ass off for the past 10 years when no one was looking. They became the person that they wanted to be, which presented them with other people that were able to meet them at the place that they were, right?
Yep.
Whether you call it the universe gave them those opportunities or whatever, they aligned themselves in the way that they needed to be because they did the work, and those opportunities came because they were the person that they wanted to be, right? Yep. They worked their tail off. And that's the part, is time's going to fly anyways. Time's going by anyways.
Yeah.
Might as well do the work to become who you truly want to be, and, you know, do the things you truly want to do. Cause in 10 years, it's going to come and go anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Might as well try. It's all you can do is try. Right. But so good. Well, do you have anything else you want to follow up with?
No, I think I just challenge anybody out there who maybe is feeling stuck. Think of your future self and where you want to be. And I think we challenge you to take one action today that you can do, whatever it is, one healthy meal, one business call, one email, one, whatever that thing is. It doesn't need to be monumental, but take a step. Totally. If you're looking for a sign, this is it.
Yeah. Blimp. Totally. 100%.
Enter blimp.
Well, friends, I'll let you take it away, Amanda.
Oh yeah, I know. I keep getting behind the scenes critiqued about, because it's too long and it's not consistent and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, shh, critiquers.
Oh yeah.
You stay in your own lane, critiquers.
Yeah, critiquer, just one. Critiquer. It's not plural. It's just one.
I know who it is too.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet he does too, as he's listening to all of our episodes.
Totally. Yeah, that's okay. Anyways, do you. Yeah.
Anyways, we are grateful for all of you listening, including my husband, and leaving us reviews and tags on social media. Please be sure to hit subscribe if you want to be reminded when our new episodes drop, which is every Monday. Please leave us a review, which you can actually do for every episode on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as on YouTube. And of course, if you ever have questions or want to reach out, if you're looking for coaching, if you want to be a guest or suggest a guest or anything, you can follow our social media handles below or email us at any time at selfloveuncensored@gmail.com.
Until next time, friends. That's all. Even to your husband.
That's right. We'll catch you on the next episode when I say the same outro that's too long.
Totally. Now we're going to do it because we're rebels.
That's right.
See? You can't tell us what to do. You're not our mom.
See, we and need to get it professionally produced and we'll get the guy that produces it or whatever to make a super long one just to spite him.
Yes.
I love you, dear. Bye-bye.
I love you too. Bye, guys.